Welcome to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by the Dave Nemo Show while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. The Dave Nemo Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
Dave, even if they didn't have a booth, even if the St. Christopher Fund did not have a booth, they would be omnipresent, as Van Morrison has said, ever present everywhere, because they have so many friends out there, so many people who have made the cause their own. I don't know if you know this Shannon Currier, who joins us this morning. You guys know her as the director of philanthropy. You might have heard her once or twice on the Tim Ridley Show, once or twice in passing on the Dave Nemo Show. Dre and I are going to be doing a Tough Mudder in October with my brother and his son, and it looks like Casey Phillips is actually going to be joining us and being part of it too. The name we're going to give ourselves is the Boys from St. Christopher. People are always looking for ways to kind of raise money and make sure that the people who take care of us and bring all the goods and services get taken care of when something catastrophic or wrong happens. And I think that's kind of the core of the mission. We always kind of come back to the core of the mission. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. When is the Tough Mudder? And you always wear a hat for that. So I'm thinking we need to have a St. Christopher Fund hat made so you can wear it in your Tough Mudder, because you always wear one.
Well, what we can do is, by the way, there's a hat company I really like who is not a sponsor of this show, so I'm just giving them a plug because I like them, called Boston Scally, which I just adore their products. And there are a lot of truck drivers, when I run into them, always ask about them as well too, because look, some people gravitate towards a baseball cap, do a really good job with it. Not always everybody's thing. And a lot of times in the Northeast in particular, people are like, where'd you get that hat, man? Or I've got three of those.
We have a closet full. My husband wears them.
Yeah, we should approach Boston Scally and see if they will make, and they do make limited editions all the time, and make a St. Christopher hat. We should totally do that.
I like that idea.
As the director of philanthropy, by the way, that's something that you could just make that reach with that lovely face and that soft touch that you have, and be like, hey man, come on, help the truckers out.
That's right.
Lots of stuff going on. First of all, let's get past the bureaucracy of it all. Booth number
40648. We are in the North Wing lobby. So when you come into the main building where all the big glass doors are in registration, we are right out there in the lobby, right on the corner. Big blue and white, spin the wheel. You can't miss us.
And we will be right inside the doors right there in the North Hall.
Yes, you're like four booths down from us.
Yeah, so that's great. I love having the neighborhood.
Yes, so if you find Nemo, you can find St. Christopher. And if you find St. Christopher, you can find Nemo.
And Dr. John's going to be there.
He will. He'll be there on Friday. He's coming in on Friday, so we'll see him there too.
You got big plans, like I said, and we're going to try to get through as much of the stuff that you guys are going to be doing while you're here. Can you kind of give us a rundown of what people can expect, what you guys are doing just on a kind of the day-to-day operation of the thing over the course of the next 3 days? But more importantly, you got some events coming up, don't you?
We do. So we have a spin the wheel at our booth, like I said. It's a dollar donation. It's one of our big fundraisers here at the event. So you donate a dollar and spin the wheel. We have lots of great prizes. All the prizes are worth more than a dollar, so you're going to get way more than what you pay to spin the wheel. So you donate your dollar, you help a driver that needs assistance, and you also win a great prize. And we have a lot of sponsors that have donated those prizes. We've recognized them at the booth, and we're thankful for all those. So please stop by and do that. We'll be super busy with that. And then tonight, as soon as the show closes at 6 o'clock, in the South Wing lobby, there's the opening night celebration with all the fun stuff Toby has going on. And we're going to be having a silent auction again this year. And we've got probably 40 items so far, and they're still coming in today. I'm still getting emails today of donations and people walking up to donate. We've got some amazing items, and so that's another way that you can come and support St. Christopher
Fund. Are you bidding on anything?
I actually have at least three things that I'm bidding on myself that may go home with me. I don't know. We'll see how much they go for.
Well, it's a really tough thing, because if I ask you which ones you're bidding on, people might actually pull back and not bid money, but then you say, well, come on, man, I want this thing, but we also want to raise money for St. Christopher.
Yes, I mean, I'll give it up, obviously, for St. Christopher Fund. It's all about making money for the driver, so I would give it up to somebody that can bid higher than I can. But if you can't, there's three very cool items. Well, there's lots of cool items. Three that I'm going to be on.
Got your eye on, huh? By the way. And Dave was asking about this. We had a really fun discussion about this because he asked us what a virtual 5K is. And of course, Don and I immediately like, okay, we can take care of this for you right now. Talk about the virtual 5K for a little bit.
Yes, so we're doing a virtual 5K the week of May 20th through the 26th. And so we have health and wellness programs, and our health and wellness groups that are doing the diabetes prevention and chronic disease management, they said, have you ever done a 5K? 5K. And we have done this several years back. They said, what about doing a 5K? And we said, well, obviously, if our health and wellness participants want to do it, it's a good time to bring it back. So you can do it from anywhere. You can do it any day during the week. You can do it all at one time. Or if you're just starting to exercise and just starting to walk, you can break it up throughout the week, even if you need to. So we've got registration is open for that. It's a $20 registration. So it is a fundraiser.
We are back live here with Shannon Currier.
We not only know what it's like to be in an airplane during a lightning strike, we now know what it's like to be in a house built in 1885 when the power goes out.
Oh my God, unbelievable. Old houses.
We are getting some experiences here.
Old houses have a habit of doing that, and we got the thing back on track. And of course, that's exactly what St. Christopher does. They get you back on track, because at the end of the day, many people have insurance. We're not just talking about people who have no insurance, because the money that the St. Christopher Fund raises does not go to medical bills. It goes to everything else. Tell me if I got that right, Shannon.
You got that right. So we don't pay for medical bills, and you don't have to have insurance. It doesn't matter if you have insurance or not, because what we're covering is your necessity household expenses, rent or mortgage, utility bills, vehicle payments, and insurance. We want to make sure you're not losing everything, and the money that you do have can go to other things.
Shannon Currier joins us this morning. Booth number 40648. 40648-4648. Make your way over there. By the way, guys, the silent auction, spin the wheel. Get more information about that virtual 5K.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Podwheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Podwheels wherever you get your podcasts.